Conservationists warn that unless poaching is stopped, elephants and rhinos could become extinct within the next decade. Well, Nomusa Zikali is a South African woman who's sparing no effort to protect wildlife in her region.
Whenever we see an animal in our community, like they chase it, they kill it, I told my community that this is nature. We need them, they need us. Let us protect everything. As women, we need to have a voice to our men not to kill nature, because our future generation needs these animals.
A Hollywood film director has decided to shine a light on the women risking their lives to protect these animals by releasing a new documentary. Kerry David joins us now. Thank you very much for your time. First of all, can you tell us about the woman we just had a little while ago?
Thank you so much for having me on, and I'd be delighted to talk to you about Nomusa. She was such an inspiring woman. She started her life out, she would walk 10 kilometers to school and back with a group of children across crocodile-infested rivers in a dugout canoe just to get them education. And from that, she raised funds to start her own primary school, the Nkomo Primary School, where she is right now, and she's turned that into an eco school. And what she's done for conservation is absolutely astounding. I mean, literally introducing the children to go and see the animals in the game reserves, because otherwise they never would encounter one of these wild animals that we love so much.
Mm. And a documentary on anti-poachers, on female rangers. Why now?
You know, I think we're ready for new role models for our girls and for our women. I really think there's never been a better time than now, when in many ways we're, you know, both women and endangered species are fighting for their continuance in many ways. You know, I think that we need new influences, inspirational role models and leaders who are doing things that we could find out for ourselves that we could then go do, you know, because I'm not a wildlife specialist. I'm not a conservationist. I'm just a filmmaker, but I love animals. And I thought, what can I bring to this crisis? What can I physically step up and do? And so I could tell their stories. And that's what I'm hoping that I'll encourage other people to do.
And one of the things that must be said is that their work is very dangerous. As a matter of fact, one of them has a bounty on their heads. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. So Ansi Venta is a prosecutor. She's in South Africa. She has a 100% success rate. And she used to focus on just crime syndicates. And now she, for the last 10 years, has been focusing solely on particularly her passion is for rhinos. And so she's been doing endangered species. And because of that, and she's so successful at it, that there was a bounty put on her head. And she was actually attacked in her home at 3 a.m. one morning. And they beat her senseless and said it was because of one of these very cases. They do it anyway. This is the thing that was so surprising for me, that each one of them has suffered whether it be raped or beaten, or the threats are just constant and nothing would stop them from doing it. And I asked them, I said, you know, what would make you stop? And they said, nothing, because I'm living a life on purpose.
Wow. And there's also the story of the Zulu woman who's working on a private game reserve in KwaZulu-Natal. What's her story?
So she's wonderful. So her name is Marume. And so Marume, she's literally what I consider working at ground zero. So she's out there every day checking on their endangered species, on the lions, on the rhino. The black rhino is very dangerous out there. And, you know, she's one of the first Zulu women ever to marry her girlfriend. So she's going to have a wedding, and I was hoping to capture that. We didn't get to stay long enough, but I was very excited about that too.
Right. And as an established filmmaker from Hollywood, briefly, what's the one lesson you've taken away from making this documentary?
You know, there's so much structure when you make a Hollywood movie, and I have loved the freedom of where this film took me. I don't ever want to give it up.
So there'll be a lot more of you doing these sorts of things then.
I hope so. Yeah, I really want, if anyone's out there, I definitely want to keep going.
Really good to talk to you, and thank you very much for making time to speak to us today. And you will be looking out for the documentary there. The director that we've just spoken to is Kerry David. You're listening to Newsday. It's Tom Hagler and Alan Kasuja.